وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We continue the lesson we taken from the book, from the منظومة الرائية في السنة للإمام أبي القاسم سعد بن علي الزنجاني رحمه الله تعالى. We stopped at the poem line number 21. قال المؤلف قال الناظم رحمه الله: فلا تكن بدعيا تزوغ عن الهدى وتحدث، فالإحداث يدني إلى سقر، ولا تجلسا عند المجادل ساعة، فعنه رسول الله من قبل قد زجر صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومن رد أخبار النبي مقدما لخاطره ذاك امرؤ ما له بصر، ولا تسمع عن داعي الكلام فإنه عدو لهذا الدين عن حمله حصر، وأصحابه قد أبدعوا وتنطعوا وجاوزوا حدود الحق بالإفك والأشر، وخذ وصفهم عن صاحب الشرع إنه شديد عليهم للذي منهم خبر. إن شاء الله تعالى before we start the new lesson we have إن شاء الله 2 to 3 questions. Also if anyone memorize some of the poem the last one or the previous one is إن شاء الله.
قال الناظم رحمه الله: فدع عنك قول الناس فيما كفيته، فما في استماع الزيغ شيء سوى الضرر. لقد أوضح الله الكريم بلطفه لنا الأمر في القرآن، فانهض بما أمر، وخلف فينا سنة نقتدي بها، محمد المبعوث عونا إلى البشر. محمد المبعوث عونا إلى البشر،
وخلف فينا
سنة نقتدي بها، محمد المبعوث عونا إلى البشر.
المبعوث مجرور أم مرفوع؟ وخلف فينا سنة نقتدي بها،
محمد مبعوث
صفة المرفوع، يعني
محمد المبعوث عونا إلى البشر، ومن على المأمور بالعقل آلة بها يعرف المتلى من القول والعبر، فلا تكو بدعيا تزوغ عن الهدى وتحدث، فالإحداث يدني إلى سقر.
أحسنت، بارك الله فيك. نعم تفضل.
قال الناظم رحمه الله تعالى: وما لم يكن في عصرهم متعارفا وجاء به من بعدهم رد بل زجر. ففي الأخذ بالإجماع فاعلم سعادة، كما في شذوذ القول نوع من الخطر. ومعترض أترك اعتماد مقاله، يفارق قول التابعين ومن غبر. وأمثل أهل العلم فينا طريقة، وأغزرهم علما مقيم على الأثر. وأجهل من تلقى من الناس معجب بخاطره يصغي إلى كل من حضر. فدع عنك قول الناس
إلى يصغي إلى كل من حضر. أحسنت.
فدع عنك قول الناس فيما كفيته، فما في استماع زيغ شيء سوى الضرر.
أحسنت، بارك. لقد أوضح
الله كريم بلطفه لنا الأمر في القرآن، فانحض بما أمر، وخلف فينا سنة نقتدي بها، محمد المبعوث عونا إلى البشر.
عندك مجرور المبعوث؟
المبعوث، نعم. عونا إلى البشر.
عندك مجرور، مجرور مرفوع، مرفوع. طيب صفة لمحمد عليه السلام. طيب أحسنت. طيب the question here is the مؤلف the ناظم رحمه الله he said he mentioned who is the one who has the most when it comes to the knowledge and the one who is the best when it comes to the description from the people of knowledge. Who from the people of knowledge has the most ilm, he has most knowledge, and also he has the best way and the best methodology. Who is that? Al-Muqim al-Athar, the one who is upon the Sunnah. The one who is upon Sunnah. So the one his religion is based on the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His aqidah, his ibadah, his akhlaq, everything related to the religion of Allah, he has athar, he has narration. That one, he is the best of the ulama. And he's the one who has the most knowledge. Somebody who knows the Quran, he memorized Quran, he knows a lot of hadith, he is very eloquent in Arabic language, he has a high degree, PhD, from maybe Azhar or somewhere else, but that person is upon an innovation. He is upon innovation. Right there he leave the masjid and he go to the grave of Hussein radiallahu anhu and he make tawaf, he circle on that. With this alim, Abu al-Qasim, is that considered from the best of the ulama? Is he considered from those who have the most knowledge? No, he's not. لأنه ليس مقيما على على الأثر. This person, he is not upon narration. He is not upon sunnah. Therefore, he is not عالم. So the Sheikh رحمه الله here, he defined who is the عالم. Is the one who is upon sunnah. If you are upon sunnah in your affairs, you are the عالم. You are the عالم. So this one he memorized, how many things he memorized. It's not the way to know who is a scholar, the one to know who is upon the right path. The way to know is al-muqimu al-athar, the one who remains, he is upon the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Shaykh mentioned the description of the one who is amazed with his opinion. He is amazed with his mind. He has this characteristic of self-amazement. What is the description the Sheikh mentioned this person to have in this poem? Ahsanta. Yes, yusghi ila kulli man hadha. He listened to everybody. So if you find someone who listened to everybody, every masjid, every khatib, everyone who gives talks on behalf of the religion, he listened to. This person, هذا معجبٌ برأيه, معجبٌ بخاطره. He has self-amazement. And the Salaf, رضوان الله تعالى عليهم, they used to be humble. They used to be humble. So, a person not to listen to everybody, rather to only listen those who are upon sunnah. Those who are upon sunnah. Those, if you ask, you saying so and so, do you have a proof from Quran and sunnah? He says, yes, this is the ayah. This is the hadith. That one, yes, he's upon sunnah. This is the way the Salaf al-Salih understood. Other one, don't listen. If you listen to everybody, then anta mu'jabun bira'ik. And that is very dangerous for the person. So it's very important. I mentioned before, one of the messiahs of Ikhwan Muslimin, Muslim Brotherhood, this group who collected people, not upon Tawheed, not upon Sunnah. upon politics, therefore you find Shia among them, Sufi among them, Khariji among them. You have everyone among them. Then this Imam was leading as the Fajr. I never forget this incident. Subhanallah. And after we finished the Fajr prayer, he led us a nice, mashallah, Quran recitation from Azhar University. After Fajr, I follow him. I went out, I step out with him from the masjid. All the way, while we are, I and him only, in the parking, I was going to ask something I don't remember. A Muslim running after us. And he asked a question. He said, Sheikh, what is the ruling of so-and-so? He said, so-and-so is allowed. I don't remember now what was then. But at the time, I knew that wasn't allowed. And he keep repeating, Sheikh, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. That person was very shocked. He keep repeating. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. He said, yes, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. Then he turned away. He left, he ran, like he was waiting that answer. He turned away, he left. Then I asked Sheikh, where can I go back to this hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, in a very calm way, he said, it is one of the opinion of the Malikiyah. The Malikiyah, the school of thought of Malikiyah, they have this opinion. I said, Sheikh, but the brother, he didn't ask you about even the ruling of the issue. He didn't ask you the opinion of Malikiyah. He asked you, did the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that? He looked at me, he said, do you think the Malikiyah are saying something the Prophet didn't say? Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanallah al-adim. So this is how this person's understanding of the religion is. No doubt, he has more knowledge than me. I have no doubt. But that knowledge is not knowledge based on principles. It's not knowledge based on the principle of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He doesn't know the basics of the knowledge when you look in a way. Because he couldn't even differentiate between that the Prophet ﷺ said and what some of the ulama from the madhab of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said. There is no alim you can say that alim only says what the Prophet ﷺ said. You can't say that. That alim, he made mistake. So, again, the one who listened to this person, what is going to do to him? He will misguide him. So if you don't look this imam or this individual or this masjid or that speaker, what manhaj is he upon? Is he upon Salafiyya, upon the Sunnah, or he is not? If you know he's upon Sunnah by yourself, you already know him, alhamdulillah. You don't know him, someone you trust, he himself is upon Sunnah, recommended for you, alhamdulillah. Take knowledge from. But even in that, if in case you hear that what he said, what he's saying, what's upon is wrong from someone else, don't blind yourself. Listen to that person, because he may be right. And follow whatever the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. If you know that person is upon innovation, don't take knowledge from. La tukhamir bi dinik. Don't gamble your religion. If you don't know it, Ahl Sunnah, they call this person majhul. He's unknown. He may be upon sunnah, but to you is unknown. Don't take knowledge from him until you come to know to him. By doing that, you preserve your aqidah, your religion, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But the day you open yourself to listen everybody, wallahi, is very dangerous. And we have seen some of the youth used to be upon sunnah, upon da'wah salafiyah, when this social media come, when Ahlul Bid'ah and various become stronger, have more voices and the like, they started listening to. They started listening, and not alone anything else, they wallahi become half a doubt about Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. They say, no, you can't. It's not shirk to call the dead. It's not allowed, but it's not shirk to call the dead. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمُ الْوَكِيلُ. Some of the youth used to be in this masjid. Wallahi, learning da'wa salafiyya, learning usul sunnah Imam Ahmad. And the problem is they didn't apply usul sunnah Imam Ahmad, who won against listening the people of bid'ah. Just like this alim. Don't listen to everybody. Only listen to the people upon sunnah. Then the Mu'allif rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, in this poem 22, after he said, فَلَا تَكُوا بِدْعِيًا, don't be any bearer. Don't be any bearer. What's the description of the any bearer? تَزُوغُ عَنِ الْهُدَى, you deviate from the guidance. وَتُحْدِثُ, and you become, you innovate, you invent. فَالْإِحْدَاثُ يُدْنِي إِلَى السَّقَرْ, and innovation, innovating, introducing newly invent and matters to the religion, يُدْنِي إِلَى السَّقَرْ, it leads, it makes the person near, closer, it guides to the person to the hellfire, سَقَرْ. So innovation leads to hellfire. There's no good innovation in Islam. There is either istijaba or ittiba'ul hawa. You either obey the Messenger of Allah or you follow desire. You follow desire. Then the Mu'allif said, وَلَا تَجْلِسًا عِنْدَ الْمُجَادِلِ سَاعَةً فَعَنْهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ زَجَرْ وَلَا تَجْلِسًا عِنْدَ الْمُجَادِلِ. Don't sit with an argumentative person. Don't sit with someone who based his religion argument. His religion is based on argumentation. Quarrelsome person. His religion is not based on narration. قال الله قال الرسول قال الصحابة. His religion is not based on that. Allah said, the messenger said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, the companion said, or عالم يقتدى به, a great scholar, who is imam, who is a leader in خير, Shaykh Uthaymeen said, Shaykh Albani said, هكذا Ibn Taymiyyah said, Shaykh Abd Wahab said, Ibn Qayyim said, and the like. نعم, he is not mentioning. What he based his religion is arguments. قيل وقال, and he said, and they said. The Shaykh said, لا تجلسن, don't sit with him, ساعة, a time. Anytime. Here, sa'a doesn't necessarily mean an hour. Meaning, don't sit with the argumentative person, the person who bases religion argumentation, don't sit with him anytime. Why? فَعَنْهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَزَّجَّ. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم قَزَّجَّر من قبل عنه, he criticized, he warned against that person. The messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he warned against the mujadil, the argumentative person. So somebody who bases religion and his proof is upon his argumentation, the Shaykh said, don't sit with him, even an hour, a period of time. This is what the ulama, they mention in every book of the aqidah. It's a principle. Don't sit with Ahlul Bid'ah. Don't take knowledge from Ahlul Bid'ah. لا تجلسن عند المجادل. From the statement of the Salaf, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim, relate to that. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, ما جادل مجادل إلا بالباطل. Before that, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما ضل قوم بعد هدى كانوا عليه إلا أوتوا الجدل. ما ضل قوم بعد هدى كانوا عليه. إلا أوتوا الجدل. No group ever deviate after they were upon guidance, save they are given argumentation. No group who are upon guidance ever deviate, except after they end, they start being argumentative people. They become عندهم مجادلة, جدال. Yes. So the one who is upon guidance, he's upon the sunnah. What he should fear the most is to be an argumentative person. قيل وقال, he said, they said, قيل قيل قيل. ما في آية ولا حديث ولا أصول. No principle. It's all about he said, they said. How about this one? This is how we think. This is how we think. What happened? If this happened, this will happen. It's all about argumentation. That's a sign the person is upon misguidance. Because the huda, the guidance, is wahi, is revelation. Umar radiallahu anhu said, مَا جَادَلَ مُجَادِلٌ إِلَّا بِالْبَاطِلِ. Nobody make jidal argumentation, but with falsehood. Here means those who make jidal in the religious affairs, arguments. قَالَ بِلَالِ إِبْنُ سَعْدٍ وَهُوَ زهاد التابعين وأبوه سعد بن الحارث صحابي رضي الله عنه إذا أراد الله بقوم سوءا أغلق عنهم باب العمل وفتح عليهم باب الجدل. This تابعي بلال بن سعد and his father سعد بن الحارث is a companion رضي الله عنه. He said إذا أراد الله بقوم سوءا, if Allah wants bad for a people, أغلق عنهم باب العمل, Allah closed the gate of action on them, no action, no application of the religion. وَفَتَحَ عَلَيْهِمْ, and he opened for them بَابَ الْجَدَلِ, the gates of arguments, argument, 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 no action. That's a bad sign. So, to avoid the الْجَدَلِ, Imam Abu al-Qasim here, the جِدَال, he means, as he inshallah will come on line 24, ilm al-kalam, the philosophy and rhetoric talking. If we do this, if we do this, if we believe this, this is necessary, this is what will come out. If we don't say this, with all is about jidal. So those people, don't sit with them. Then the Shaykh said, وَمَنْ رَدَّ أَخْبَارَ النَّبِيِّ مُقَدِّمًا لِخَاطِرِهِ ذَاكَ امْرُؤٌ مَا لَهُ بَصَرٌ. وَمَنْ رَدَّ أَخْبَارَ النَّبِيِّ, and whoever reject the narration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, مُقَدِّمًا لِخَاطِرِهِ, making his خاطر, his opinion, his mind, his opinion ahead of the narration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he rejects the narration of the Prophet sallam, and he makes his opinion or opinion on anyone else over the akhbar of Nabi sallam. That's a person, ma lahu basar. He doesn't have insight. He doesn't have basira. He doesn't have basar. Basar, here it can mean basar al-qalbi. He doesn't have insight of the heart. He's blind in his heart. As Allah said in the Quran, فإنها لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. Those whom Allah talk about in that ayah, was blind is not the eyes on their face, was blind is the eyes in their hearts, which in the chest. ولكن تعمى القلوب, was blind is the hearts التي في الصدور, which is in their chest. So Basar, the one who reject the narration of the Prophet ﷺ, making his opinion over it, this person doesn't have insight. He doesn't have good heart. He's blind. Or he doesn't have basar. Basar means ilm, knowledge. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَ, أي عَلَى ilm. This person is ignorant person. If you find someone who opposes the narration of the Messenger with his opinion, with his intellect, then this person is either no heart, he's a disbeliever, he's a deviator, or he's ignorant. And if he's ignorant, of course, also ignorance of the heart. وَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِي أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ السَّبِيلَ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is the description of anybody who ever rejected the hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. You mentioned the hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then he come with philosophy, something to reject the hadith, regardless how he beautify his statement. Then he said, وَلَا تَسْمَعَنْ دَاعِ الْكَلَامِ فَإِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِهَذَا الدِّينِ عَنْ حَمْلِهِ حَصَرٌ. ولا تسمع, don't listen to داعي الكلام, the caller to the كلام. What is كلام? The caller to the rhetoric, the caller to the نعم ماذا منطق. What's منطق in English? Philosophy. نعم. Okay. Don't listen, the Sheikh said, the caller to the philosophy, to the ilm al-mantiq, rhetorical speech. It's knowledge type of talk based on, again, based on argumentation, based on following the mind, the following the opinions. The Sheikh said, don't listen to that person. Why? فَإِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِهَذَا الدِّينِ. He is indeed enemy to the religion. He is indeed enemy to this religion. Means to the religion of Islam, that one is enemy. Don't listen to him. عن حمله حصر, أي حصر عن حمله. This one who is calling to the kalam, he tired of carrying and learning the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. The religion of Allah, the Quran needs memorization. The hadith needs memorization. The ilm needs to understand. Everybody cannot do that. So the Sheikh say when they tire of that, they get easy things, which is argumentation and philosophy. And he said and they said. That's the real reason. Those people, they left the Quran and Sunnah. They cannot memorize the hadith. Memorizing the hadith, especially with the chain, حدثنا فلان قال حدثنا فلان قال حدثنا فلان, and that ilm, applying that ilm, being the people of that ilm, having love and desire for the deen of Allah, everybody is not able. So they tire of that. So they take a shortcut. It's just to talk. Just to talk. عن حمله حصر داعي الكلام. He said, is adu, is enemy to the religion. Wallahi innahum la'a'da to the religion. They are enemy to the religion, but they may not know it. For instance, da'i al-kalam, you see, by the way, the ulama, the early scholars, they focus on more, concentrate more, refuting Ahlul Kalam, refuting the people of Kalam from Jahmiya, Mu'tazila, Kullabiya, Asha'ira, Maturidiya, and basically those who do not accept to believe and to abide to the descriptions of Allah, the names of Allah mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah, as Allah mentioned, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. They don't accept. They say, no, no, no. Allah mentioned his Quran, Ar-Rahman al-Arsh istawa. Allah rose over his throne. Allah mentioned in Quran, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-qahiru fawqa al-ibadi. Allah is above his servants. يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. The angels, they fear their Lord, who is above them. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ mentioned that Allah descend to the worldly sky the last part of the night, and Allah asks, who making dua, who is asking something to give, who repent to accept his repentance. hadith. This group of people, they reject all these hadith. They say, no, Allah doesn't descend to the world. Allah is not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not above the throne. Allah is not above the creation. Allah mentions in the Quran that he called the messengers. He talked to the messengers. Allah said so and so. They say, no, Allah doesn't talk. Allah doesn't speak. Allah mentioned in the Quran that the Quran is his speech. وَإِنَ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرُهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. They say, no, Allah doesn't speak. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, there are a group who rejected all of it. Everything that Allah mentioned about himself, they rejected. This group called غُلَاد الْجَهْمِيَّ. They say Allah doesn't have name, Allah doesn't have description. Why? Allah has it. Allah mentioned that. Why? They say, because if we say Allah has it, actually we are believing, then we fell into shirk. We believe in more gods. The way to believe Allah and to be upon Tawheed one is not to ascribe anything to Allah Azza wa Jal. Is this hadith? Is this ayah? Is this narration? No. Another group called Mu'tazila, they say, oh, Jahmi, you're wrong. Allah has names. From that, Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Allah has names. But Allah doesn't have a description. So Allah is Alim, the all-knowing, but Allah doesn't have knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Basir, the all-seeing, but Allah doesn't have seeing. Allah doesn't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Qadir, the all-powerful, but Allah doesn't have power. Why? With the same argument. Another group, they say, Jahmi, you're wrong for denying both the description and the names of Allah. Mu'tazila, you're wrong by just believing the names and denying the description of Allah. What's the right thing? They say, no, there are, when we look the names and the description of Allah, we accepted the names. As for the description, there are some descriptions, if we affirm, that necessitates to resemble Allah to his creation. So we rejected that. As for the description, that doesn't necessitate to resemble, the outcome, the result is not to resemble Allah to his creation, we believe it. How many descriptions is then? It's 7. How are the many descriptions of Allah? Allah mentioned Quran and Sunnah. No, that contradicts to the aql. The intellect is not accepting. Tayyib. Another group came and the like. Why are you rejecting this? They have argument. They don't mention ayah, they don't mention hadith. Such a way, wal-iyadu billah, wahi Sufi, our time, very corrupted one. I forget his name. He was denying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend to the worldly sky last part of the night. And this hadith is mutawatir. Many companions narrated from Prophet ﷺ. Many tabi'in. Until the imams of hadith, they mentioned this hadith in their book, Imam Bukhari, all the way to the Prophet ﷺ. Many narrators from the companion, from the tabi'in, from tabi'u tabi'in, from those who follow them. They say no. Why? They say, because you know what? If you believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal descend to the worldly sky last part of the night, the night is not night for all over the people, all over the earth. When it's night to us, it's not night to other people living on the other planet, other side of the earth. Therefore, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, this is kalam. This is not ayah, this is not hadith. He didn't mention narration. But if the night, because the earth is not night for everybody at the same time, all over the world. Some people is day, some people night. Therefore, this hadith means so and so. they twisted the meaning. Okay, this thing has the result of that is the result of this argument, of this talk. What it is? Yes. Yes, but what's the point? What's the consequence? If you accept their argument, what's the result? To deny the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, to deny the hadith, to deny the Quran, to deny the hadith. So, what leads to deny the hadith of mutawatir, narrated by many of the Sahaba, many of the Tabi'in, many, even though if one Sahabi narrated is sufficient. One tabi'i, trusted tabi'i, nari is sufficient. One scholar, trusted nari is sufficient. But how about if many, sometimes 70 companions, more tabi'in? That Prophet ﷺ said that. Now, when this person comes with this argument and the result of it, not to believe the hadith, that's where the shaykh comes from when he say, فَإِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِهَذَا الدِّينِ. He's enemy to this religion. He said he's enemy to the religion. He's fighting the religion. Wallahi. Ya akhi, you don't take example. You don't make comparison between Allah Azza and his creation. If you think that so-and-so is not possible with the human characteristics, with the human description, Allah is beyond our imagination. What relates to Allah is related to Allah. You don't take example. Yet you don't make parable between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creation. So if it is not possible with the human, so and so doesn't necessarily mean it's not possible with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wahidun ahad. Allah is wahidun ahad. La yuqasu Azza wa Jalla ala ahad. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that. And he is a sadiq al-masu. He is a prophet. He said so and so. He knows what he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He means what he's saying. He speaks a language people understand. Very eloquent Arabic language. Sahaba understood that way. They apply that. Therefore, last part of the night, they struggle to worship Allah, to make dua, to make istighfar, to recite Quran, because they believe what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Likewise, the scholar, until today, the people of Sunnah, they try to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala last part of the night. Because Allah is calling them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, promising them to answer their dua. And even the one who doesn't do that, he feel he fell short. There is weakness of faith holding him back. If he's not sick, why he doesn't make tahajjud? Why he doesn't ask Allah that time? At least why he doesn't make istighfar? That's the way Ahlul Sunnah, because they believe Prophet Muhammad, he's truthful. Sahaba, they believe the Prophet Muhammad. So this person is just coming in an easy way and he wants you to disbelieve the narration, disbelieve the way of the Sahaba, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَىٰ إِذَنْ أَعْدَاءٌ لِهَذَا الدِّينِ. So they are enemy to this religion. Therefore, Ahl Sunnah hate these people. How you don't hate someone who is enemy to the religion of Islam? Listen what the Imam said, what the Imam said about ilm Ahl al-Kalam. Again, what's Ahl al-Kalam in English? How can I say this? Is there's a word I don't remember now. Ahlul Kalam, naam? Philosophers. Philosophers? Naam? Philosophy. Tayyib. There's another word I'm looking for. Sometimes I don't know I cannot bring the English word my own, but when it's mentioned, I catch. Yes, I understand it. Tayyib, now. Listen what the ulama Ahl-Sunnah said about ilm al-Kalam. Today we know, by the way, from the who is upon the way of those we mentioned, Jahmiya. Nobody is today coming to tell you he's Jahmi. He's Mu'tazili. You don't have even one to my knowledge. Somebody tell you he is so and so. But they have other names today. From that, Sufiya. From that, the Shia. They are on the same path. Ask any Sufi Sheikh. Any Sufi Sheikh, ask. Where Allah is, He is going to tell Allah is everywhere. How you say Allah is everywhere? Allah is in the masjid, wal-iyadu billah. Allah is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, greater than the universe, the creation, all of them. Allahu Akbar, that's the meaning. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Al-Azim. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his throne, that Allah is above his creation based on this argumentation, this ilm al-kalam. So what the ulama said about ilm al-kalam? قال الإمام الشيخ عبد الرزاق, he explained this book صفحة, so whoever wants to go to the where he explains صفحة 74. Ibn Sirin, one of the great tabi'in, Ibn Sirin, who was married to the daughter of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, دخل عليه رجلان من أهل أهواء. Two men from the people of أهواء entered to him, not people of Sunnah. فقال يا أبا بكر نحدثك بحديث. They say, oh Abu Bakr, we're going to tell you, we're narrating to you a hadith. We want to tell you a hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال لا, he say no, don't tell me. قال فنقرأ عليك آية من كتاب الله. Then let us recite to you آية from the book of Allah عز وجل. Since you are not accepting the hadith, let I recite to you ayah. They are not giving up. He rejected the hadith, why they don't leave him? They say, okay, in case he may accept, let us recite ayah from the Quran. He said, la, don't recite ayah to me. قال, and he said to them, تقومان عني وإلا قمت. You either leave or I leave. Subhanallah. No more argument. فقام الرجلان فخرجا. They stood and they left. فقال بعض القوم ما كان عليك أن يقرأ آية. Some of the people who were with Ibn Sirin رحمه الله said to him, what matters to you if they recite آية? Why you don't listen آية? What's the issue? Quran you already know. They recite آية from Quran. What is the issue? قال, he said, إني كرهت أن يقرأ آية فيحرفانها فيقر ذلك في قلبي. He said, I dislike that they recite ayah from Quran and then they twisted it and that remained in my heart. Of course, these people, they are not just reciting the word of the ayah. They are also mentioning the meaning of the ayah as the way they understand. They mentioned the interpretation, their interpretation of the verse. That's where the problem comes from. So Ibn Sirin, who was alim, from the greatest of the tabi'in, who married the daughter of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, don't read to me even hadith, even ayah. You either leave or I leave. And he feared for himself. They may give explanation to the ayah or to the hadith by which they twist it. Remember, they follow a doubtful matter. They mention ayah, they mention hadith. But they use it in a wrong way. One of the brothers told me, who was upon Tawheed when it comes to Sifat, he attended a class of Sufi, Tafsir. He given Tafsir class, Sufi Shah. He said in that tafsir, he made him leave the understanding of Salaf of believing the description of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes on the day of judgment. Allah is coming the day of judgment to the creation to judge between them. Allah mentioned in Quran, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Your Lord come and the angels are in rows. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come on the day of judgment to judge between the creation. This brother, he was upon this aqidah. But because he listened to the tafsir of that Sufi, he left that aqidah. How? He said he was making tafsir in Surah Al-Dhariyat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the angels, قالوا سلاما. بأين جلس؟ قالوا they said سلاما. Prophet Ibrahim answered to them, قال سلام. The Sufi said, and he's right at this point, he said قالوا سلاما. سلاما here is منصوب. There is something missing. And what's missing here is نسلم عليك سلاما. We are greeting you, greeting. So the word we are greeting you is removed. And just the word greeting is mentioned. The Sufi said, this is the way it is. Isn't it? Everybody say yes. Those who know the Arabic, the grammar, they say yes. This is salaman, ماذا مفعول مطلق. There must be something missing here. He said, likewise. وجاء ربك. The ayah in Surah Al-Fajr, وجاء ربك, your Lord has come. There is something missing there. Which is وجاء أمر ربك, the command of your Lord come. He said, those Wahhabiyah, here they accepting that there is something missing. But there they are not accepting it. Because these people, they follow desire. They take from Quran what they want and they leave what they want. This is a clear proof. The brother, he said, Subhanallah. Wallahi, that's true. I cannot reject it. Because he knows here that the maf'ul mutlaq, the maf'ul here, the fi'l is missing. Al-amil alladhi amila fi salaman is missing. He is sure that. He agree with the Sufi, and we all agree with him. But, subhanallah, the Sufi used that to take, to aqid the issue, something which has nothing to do with that. Which has nothing to do with. But the student at the time, he didn't understand. He said he was on that aqidah. He has that belief of the Sufi until one of the Saudi ulama, even he mentioned the Hay'a, Hay'atul Haramain, who come on behalf of, he come to Somalia and he give a talk. And I asked the same question, the Sheikh, because still the doubt is there. Here Ibn Sirin, he said he may twist it and it may remain in my heart. He asked it, and the Sheikh, he answered. He said, here, قالوا سلاما. Yes, this is a grammar issue. And we agree on that. And this is the talk of the people. If somebody says to you, have you seen so-and-so? Have you seen Zayd? You say yes. Have you seen Zayd? Yes. Yes, it's not a complete sentence. But it is understood that you mean, yes, I have seen Zayd. Have you seen Zayd? Yes, I have seen Zayd. That's what it means. But you shorten, you say yes. So he said, this is the normal talk of the people. But here, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكُ. What's missing here, he said. What's missing? He said, Amr, the command is missing. Where is the proof? Where is the proof? Here, there is a proof from the Nahwa. Here, where is the proof from Quran and Sunnah? This is not Nahwa, by the way. This is a grammar, Arabic grammar. This is not Arabic grammar. This is Aqidah Mara. Where is the proof from the Aqidah that there is something missing here? The Sunnah, he said, I totally understood that the man, he confused me. So this is what the ulama, they mean not to listen to the people of Ahwa. قال الشيخ وكان طاووس يمشي مع ابنه. طاووس, one of the great fuqaha, he is walking with his son. فمروا على أحد هؤلاء. They passed by one of those people or people of Ahwa, desires. فأراد أن يتكلم. That person wanted to talk to طاووس and his son. فقال لابنه إبراهيم, this عالم طاووس, he said to his son Ibrahim, أدخل أصبعيك في أذنك. Put your two fingers on your ears. Close your ears. فلما بدأ الرجل يتكلم, when the man started to talk, this عالم طاووس, he was walking with his son Ibrahim, and one of the people of Enver passed by him. When he saw he's coming, he said, my son, close the eyes, close your ears. And then when the man came and he started talking, is that was, he knows he's going to talk. These people, they're approaching you. Ahlul Bid'ah, they're approaching you. He said, التفت طاووس على ابنه, he looked at his son, فقال يا إبراهيم أشدد. He said, close the ear, so strong. The man started talking, make sure you, nothing goes in your ears. حتى لا يسمع منه ولا كلمة. So he doesn't hear from him even a word. That's what the ulama they were. والله الذي لا إله غيره. Because these people are very dangerous. They take in doubtful marks and they confuse you. The least, they put you in a position of questioning, even if you don't believe in them. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, إياكم أصحاب الرأي فإنهم أعداء الدين أعيتهم السنة أن يحفظوها فأعملوا عقولهم. انظر شرح الاعتقال للالكائي والقضاء والقدر للبيهقي والإبانة لابن بطة. عمر رضي الله عنه said, إياكم أصحاب الرأي, be aware of the people of رأي, opinion. فإنهم أعداء الدين, verily they are the enemy of the religion. أعيتهم السنة أن يحفظوها. They were not able to memorize the sunnah. They tired. They were not able to memorize the sunnah, memorizing the hadith. It needed time. It needed sincerity. It needed. So they tired of that. Then what they did? فأعملوا عقولهم. They used their intellect. Here means عقولهم, their opinion. When they were not able to memorize the hadith, they don't have that time, they don't have that desire, they don't have that sincerity. They turn to their intellect and their opinion. So therefore, Umar radiallahu anhu said, be aware of them. إياكم أصحاب الرأي. And that's what the مؤلف, the ناظم here, he mean, عن حمله حصر. فإنهم, فإنه عدو لهذا الدين عن حمله حصر. That's the one who called to the philosophy, the one who called to the intellect which opposes the deen of Allah, the narration, he is enemy to this religion. And he is someone who tired of carrying the narration. When he was not able to memorize, when he was not able to be a student of knowledge, when he was not able, because he wasn't sincere to learn the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, to adhere to it, he look for another way to still have something to say. So he find talk and argumentation and philosophy. So the alim say, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. هذا والله أعلم.